are ready to work, and they bring a three-game win streak into tonight's epic battle with the Florida Panthers, who made some off-season changes and are now as dangerous as ever. A strong start by the Blackhawks is not only needed, it's obligatory. John Weideman along with Kaylee Chelios and Joe Brand, Paul Maurice aptly stated, this is going to be a good measuring stick kind of a game. And he didn't mean for his Florida Panthers team, he meant for the Blackhawks. I think nobody could have said it better.
The pressure is on the Florida Panthers. Right. I think that's really fueled this Blackhawks team, and the coaching staff has just instilled this work ethic and compete about them having fun playing, and they're going to have to continue to be like that.
Here's a shot from Radish. He scores! Taylor Radish off of a little deflected pass by Tyler Johnson right at the Florida line. He had two steps behind the Panther defense, and he let it rip from the right wing circle. It's a power play goal, and it's 1-0 Hawks. Catherine Nassiu took it back into the Panther zone, down the right wing with a burst of speed. Carrying behind the net, hits the brakes, put it out in front, Kane shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane snapped it right along the ice and passed Bobrovsky for his first goal of the season, gives the Hawks a 2-0 lead.
Felt good. I mean, it was coming off the bench on the change, and nice play by AA to drive it wide with the speed and pull up behind the net and just try to find an area and make a shot, so it's a good feeling.
I don't like to brag, but I also called it when Jonathan Toews scored earlier this season, so my instincts are on, and so are the Blackhawks.
Hey, we welcome tooting our own horn here at the radio booth, so you go ahead and do that all you want.
Beep, beep. Or toot-toot.
Toot-toot.
Here's Dickinson out of the penalty box. Hawks at full strength. Dickinson tried to get to that puck, but it's taken away by Montour between the circles in the Panther zone, and the crowd here at the United Center rises to its feet off that 5-on-3 penalty kill by the Hawks. Right now it's Jack Johnson.
Jack, outstanding on the penalty kill. What did you see from your group to kill off five penalties, including the 5-on-3 against the Panthers?
It's definitely not ideal to give a talented team that many chances on the power play. You're kind of playing with fire there, but having said that, I thought our group did a great job of staying aggressive, not giving those talented guys too much time and try and pick you apart. And at the end of the day, your best penalty killer has to be your goaltender, and he's outstanding.
Entwistle got it in over the Panther line. The Kurashev walks in front, shoots and scores! What a play by Kurashev! Off of a handoff from Mackenzie Entwistle along the right wing boards. Kurashev put the puck through the legs of Forsling, skated behind him, picked it back up, and snapped it into the top shelf. It's 3-0 Hawks. Now loose puck in the slot taken by Dickinson. He dives and knocks it down ice. A race to the puck. It's going to be Toews beating from the Reinhardt to the dots. He got the puck, carried behind the net. Rip around, he scores! And an empty net goal for Jonathan Toews will put this one away. Forsling along the left wing boards. He shot it through center ice and down. 3 seconds, 2-1. The Hawks win again! 4 in a row for the Chicago Blackhawks. 4 straight, hard-working victories. And this game was called a measuring stick before it began. Well, the Hawks have measured out correctly here. They were able to hold off the Florida Panthers. They built a 3-0 lead, saw the Panthers come back and climb back to within a goal of 3-2. But an empty netter by Toews has salted it away. And the Blackhawks' record now runs to 4-2-0 on this young season.